Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Get the lyric there, career opportunities, the ones that never knock. And I think that song by The Clash was written the last time the unemployment rate was above 10%. With so many looking for work these days, news about growth industries and actual career opportunities is welcome indeed. Clark Merrifield slogged through Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers and came up with a list of 10 best and worst career choices for the U.S. economy today for the website The Daily Beast. He's here to go through his lists, and he's joined by Jonathan Bowles of the Center for an Urban Future, the think tank that focuses on New York's economic development, to offer insight into growth industries around here. Welcome, Clark Merrifield, and welcome back, Jonathan Bowles.
Hi, Brian.
And
hi,
listeners. We have a few minutes for phone calls from you. Are you a former banker or journalist or millwright? That's one of the not hot jobs, millwright, who's had to find a new career. What did you pick or what are you considering? Do you see any hot jobs or fields out there or want to ask a question of our guests? 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. You can call Clark and Jonathan right now. Maybe this will help you out or help out others. And Clark Merrifield, I see the number one career you found is oil and gas drill operator.
Right.
Now, that may not do much good for those laid-off Star Ledger reporters.
No.
Why is that the number one career opportunity?
That's the occupation that is, for the past 3 years, pretty much seen the most growth in terms of employment and wage growth. So that's the basic reason that it's at the top of our list.
Global warming notwithstanding, I guess.
Right, right.
Jonathan Bowles, that's not really much consolation for those laid-off Star Ledger reporters, right?
Doesn't help much in New York. New York, the hot jobs are mainly in healthcare and education. In fact, the 15 occupations that are expected to add the most jobs in the state of New York over the next 2 years are all in healthcare. Unfortunately, a lot of these are low-paying jobs like home health aides, but there are some that are better paying, physical therapist assistants and physical therapist aides, dental hygienists, occupational therapist aides, and nurses.
And of course, there are those natural gas wells that they're trying to drill upstate near the reservoir. So maybe oil and gas drill operator is not a moribund position in New York after all. But Clark, if operating the drill is too physically demanding, I noticed that gas and oil surveyor is a little farther down the list, but still
yeah,
a hot job. What kind of background do you need for that?
Well, you would need a associate's degree in applied science, and that's really just to get your foot in the door. A lot of these oil and gas jobs, you get a lot of on-the-job training as well.
Associate's degree is not that hard to get. That's
right,
like a two-year community college degree, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the worst job on your list, meaning the worst thing to go into right now from a career standpoint,
right,
is semiconductor factory worker, which is what exactly?
Well, semiconductors are, they're the things that are in pretty much any sort of thing that you would find in an office, a phone, any modern thing that you'd find in an office.
Any electronics? You mean
right,
the people it's a bad time to be making electronics products? Aren't we all buying smartphones and everything like crazy?
Sure, but it is in the U.S., but a bad time to go into that field, probably because those jobs are mainly overseas.
Question from one of our listeners on our webpage, Jonathan Bowles. Sudhir from Manhattan says, I wonder what Mr. Bowles might say about the growth of freelancing and independent contractors in New York. They are certainly vital to the city's art and entertainment industry, to the stature of the city as a leader in the media and arts, but they are also precarious with no security, a scary future, and so on. Now, that doesn't mention a field, just sort of the general status of being a freelancer or independent contractor. What would you say about that with respect to this moment in time?
Well, for good and bad, the self-employed freelancers have actually been probably one of the fastest growing parts of the city's economy. From 2000 to 2006, self-employed residents actually increased by 23%, compared with a 6% growth in the overall employment in New York City. So it's going to continue, I think, especially with corporations downsizing, with media outlets laying people off. I think you're going to see more and more freelancers. But the caller's right that that this is a precarious field. There's not a lot of great benefits. Hopefully that's changing. The mayor has been pushing for some tax benefits to go to freelancers. But I think that city policymakers have to wake up and see that this is a growth area of the economy, and we've got to support it more.
You were talking about the health care industries and professions being growth areas in New York, and here's John in Hackettstown with a related, if somewhat contrarian, thought. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
I need to warn
your guests that when you talk about healthcare as an industry of growth, there's things going on in healthcare right now that are very misleading. I happen to be a radiation therapist of 21 years, and I've made spectacular money from an associate's degree all those years. But my particular profession as a radiation therapist is becoming downsized because newer protocols for cancer, which is a big problem in America, has been diminishing. So therefore, people who think in my particular profession that they have a job of the future, we actually might become obsolete within 10 years because of newer technologies.
So,
and something else I really need to touch upon, are you familiar with the Stark laws, particularly Stark 3 in healthcare?
No.
Okay. So doctors are allowed to refer to themselves, because what they'll do is they'll buy their own capital equipment, they'll diagnose a patient, and then they'll refer that patient to their own center, which there used to be anti-kickback, antitrust laws against this, but there are specific loopholes designated by the Stark 3 law that actually hurts the hospitals from having these programs. So what happens is...
So, John, I'm sorry to do this, and you raise a very intriguing-sounding issue there, but I think we're going to have to deal with it in a separate segment so that we can stay on the hot jobs and not jobs topic here. But that is definitely something for us to look into, and what's ethical there, and what's a kind of conflict of interest that might hurt patients as well. But, John, thank you for calling in. And, Clark, related to the first premise of his call, number two on your hot job list, is disease researcher.
Right.
What does that mean exactly? Is that a PhD biologist, or what is a disease researcher?
Pretty much these are, people who have a PhD degree, most likely. And so these are people who research cancer, things like that. And Obama announced a fair amount of money to go into this field, so this is a field that has been growing and probably will keep growing.
Interesting. And number seven on your hot jobs list is occupational therapist's assistant. Why not occupational therapist?
I can't say exactly why the OTs didn't make it, but the assistants I know have sort of gained clout in the last 20 years or so. They have more work to do. They work more with clients. So we're just seeing more growth with them, too.
And you note that this job is part of the graying of the population. In other words, a lot more people need this kind of occupational or physical therapy as the population ages.
Right.
Phil on Long Island is experiencing a change in his field. Hi, Phil. You're on WNYC.
Thanks, Brian, for taking the call. I really appreciate it and love your show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to know that I've moved from the brick-and-mortar world, where I was in sales and marketing for 15 years. The hot job for me was working for a website. As a salesman, you wouldn't think that was something that was needed. You know, everything would happen by email. But
how different is it to sell advertising on a website than in brick and mortar industries?
Well, you know what I do is not selling; it's demonstrating. I don't sell anything anymore. But in order to make people familiar with using our site, they needed a human being elbow to elbow with the client. So, well, I do cold calling and I do a lot of traditional selling techniques. the website is free, the service is free, and they needed someone, because that seems so unbelievable. If you got an email that said, try our free service, yes, it would be spam. But if you get a phone call from a human being, right, and you speak with them, the traditional skill set of selling, you know, cars or washing machines or any kind of service, really, it translated over to the same skill set they needed to make this website effective for their
All right. Phil, thank you very much. That's a good tip for some people coming out of sales jobs. We appreciate it. We're going to run out of time in a minute, so just to run down Clark Merrifield's hot job and not job lists, his top 10 hot jobs: oil and gas drill operator, disease researcher, producer and director, oil and gas surveyor, food scientist, pharmacist, occupational therapist assistant, natural science manager, art director, and data analyst. But the not jobs: semiconductor factory worker, industrial pump operator, transportation electronics repair person, textile machine operator, engine and machine builder, fine artist, telephone operator, rail car repairer, I guess that's despite Warren Buffett buying a railroad, millwright, and metal and plastics machine operator. And someone on our website, Jonathan, says the jobs mentioned had salaries of much less than many of us older workers have made. In fact, it'll be difficult to maintain many families' local tax basis on these reduced salaries. So in our last 20 seconds, is one of the lessons here be willing to take less money, or if you've got the time to put in for retraining, even maybe another college degree, you can keep earning what you did?
I think that's the key. I mean, in this economy, increasingly, you have to get more training. You can't just have a high school degree anymore. You have to have at least an associate's degree or significant training beyond high school. If you can't, you're not going to compete with good salaries today. Of the 12 occupations in New York expected to grow the most, six have annual salaries less than $28,000 a year.
Jonathan Bolus from the Center for an Urban Future, Clark Merrifield, who looked at these hot and not hot jobs for the Daily Beast. Thank you both for coming on and talking about it.
Thank you.